Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio. Good morning, guys.
What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? Is it a good morning for you, Key?
Yeah, I'm good. Why wouldn't I be good?
Why would you not be good? For the obvious reason. Lakers blow a chance to go up 2-0 on the road with a jollest against a jollest team.
They got one.
Because they came out, I agree, they got the split still, but they came out flat. AD wasn't doing his thing.
Yeah, well, you know, things happen, man. They got to regroup. They get long flight home, talk about regroup. Jay, you know how we do that. Come back out on Saturday, late afternoon, and hit the floor running. That's how you got to look at it. See that? See how I did that? Real nice and easy.
But what did you see last night? Did you like anything?
I mean, other than Anthony Davis didn't come to play and LeBron shot the ball terrible. I mean, what else is there to see? Can we get a guard play from Russell? Can we get a little bit of guard play from Russell? I mean, if we put all three of those things together, then I think we have an opportunity to come out of this thing.
Even the reason the Lakers should win this series is even if you put one of those three things together, you don't have to put anything together. If D'Angelo Russell hits that three with a little over two left and cuts the lead to whatever it is, 4 points, I think the Lakers win the game. He misses, Brooks hits on the other end. Like a lot, D'Angelo Russell is a bad playoff performer offensively so far in his career.
Man, put this camera on me. Put this camera. I am holding up a picture of Xavier Tillman's face. If I'm Darvin Ham, I am holding up this picture and I'm saying Anthony Davis, D'Lo. This man was drafted 35th in the draft in 2020 in the second round. And last night he gave y'all 10 of 13 for 22 points. You, D'Lo, you, Anthony Davis, combined for 6 of 25 shots for 18 points. This man, a second round pick with no Steven Adams, no Brandon Clark, and no Ja Morant. No Ja Morant on the floor. Gave you 22 points, shooting over 70% from the field. Said this man right here. Who does anybody know who this man is? Did you know who Xavier Tillman was, Max?
Xavier Tillman.
Did you know he played at Michigan State? No, y'all couldn't tell me where Xavier Tillman played from.
Xavier Tillman is one of those guys who was born at a certain age.
My thing is, everybody's going, oh, we got one. No, that's BS. Get out of here with we got one. You had 2 days off. Key. And the one thing you need for Anthony Davis and LeBron James at their age and their style and how fragile we worry about AD and the durability of that is you needed to get this one last night to go back to L.A. to try to close this one out as soon as possible so you can rest and get yourselves prepared for the winner of Sacramento and Golden State. Because if Sacramento Golden State goes to 7, which I actually think it's going to go to 6 or 7, they're going to play themselves out. You'll be rested instead of this one going later.
Well, they started resting now, Jay. They started resting before game 2.
You don't want this series to go to 6 games. You don't want this to go to 7 games. Now we're going to talk about Ja Morant potentially coming back off the hand injury.
Well, Key, on the one hand,
it's a missed opportunity, a major missed opportunity.
I agree. Of course, you can take them both on the road, but you did get the split. And on the one hand, yes, of course, it's better to win. But if you're looking for a silver lining for the Lakers here, much like, Key, we were discussing with that play-in game, a little more time to get to know each other, you can iron out some of the wrinkles now and pay attention to those details you need to pay attention to against the team without Ja Morant, and who Ja's not going to be himself even if he does come back.
What wrinkles?
Well, D'Angelo Russell's got to get his game up in the playoffs. I'm just talking about hit shots. Anthony Davis has to assert himself in these situations. And I always think early in playoff series, especially in the early rounds, LeBron is, as Key would say, labbing everybody and seeing, what do I have here? What do I got to work
with? This isn't about wrinkles to me, though. Like, and I'll be the first to say about coaching exchanges or detailed sets that need to be ran to get people involved, to get people more touches. To me, the Lakers, kind of in the midway through the third quarter, controlled the game. Yeah. They were just in a major deficit.
Yeah.
This, to me, is just about energy and effort to
coming
match.
Out with it, you mean.
Like, to come out and to think, and Laker fans know this, like the inconsistency that you have with these players. I said no Brandon Clark, no Steven Adams, no Ja Morant. You tell me why guys aren't salivating in the first 3-4 minutes of the game saying, oh, I'm about to beat your head in. We're about to be up by 15-20 point key in the first 7 minutes of the game to set the tone. But it was the complete opposite way. It was the opposite. So, like, that's more of a mentality issue for me that I don't understand why Darvin Ham wouldn't have them ready. He came out and said, hey, in the first 7 minutes, we were lethargic. How the hell is that even possible?
They need to be a little more aggressive, clearly, especially Anthony Davis. When you smell blood in the water, you're right, Jay, you got to take advantage of it. You got to think aggressive. You got to – I don't know what it is about Anthony Davis. One game he can come out and look like all world, and then the next game he looked like he was a, you know, G League player that was on a two-way contract. I mean, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense why, what it is. Now, I know that they ran doubles at him. They ran doubles at LeBron a lot. Sometimes they even put three people sliding, two defending and one sliding. And I know it's difficult to figure those sort of things out. That's when the knockdown shooters have got to shoot the football, got to shoot the basketball and knock it down. Disappointing in Anthony Davis, though. I really thought that he would take full advantage of
lingering effect of the right arm
or whatnot. No. Jay, take full advantage of those opportunities that presented itself. But here he is. He put up 14 shots. He made 4. Total points was only 13, only 8 boards. Now, look, on the defensive end, he did get 5 blocks. But he can do better, and he's got to do better.
Got to go to the free throw line more than 4 times.
Not being aggressive. That,
and also, key, him shying away from contact. There was one play, I think it was early in the second quarter, where he had Xavier Tillman on his back, and all he had to do was go up with his right hand, and he, like, jumps towards the middle of the basket and jumps away from Tillman, almost like he doesn't want the contact.
That's
instead
why
of just
I'm asking,
embracing
Jay.
It. But also, guys, even though he had 28 points, and I know he's coming off the foot injury for LeBron James – LeBron James, and we'll talk about this whole, you know, back and forth with Dylan Brooks, which I love, but LeBron James can't afford to ease his way into games anymore. Like, LeBron almost, it feels as if, and D'Lo, we'll talk about D'Lo and Dennis Schroeder and other players that need to make shots. I get all that. But it's almost as if LeBron allows the game to come to him instead of him going to the game.
In the first half of games.
Like, initially, there's a major part of me that wants to see LeBron establish himself early in the game, which will make things easier for AD, but LeBron setting a tone, which he doesn't
get back to AD. Hold on, guys. Let's get back to AD for a second. I want to get back to AD for 1 second. He hurt his arm, right? And it was like, oh, wait, is he going to leave the game in game one?
He played through it.
He played through it, but sometimes a guy, I've noticed this, like Embiid early in his career, I feel like they self-load manage. If they have to play or if they're in a position where they know the team needs them. And you didn't get that sense from AD at all? Like he was taking care of himself yesterday?
This man right here.
But you just mentioned it. All you got to do is go up with your right, and he shied away from it.
I don't know what it is. I mean, Key's a diehard Laker fan. He watches it every single night. I watch it. To me, this team just didn't seem like they were mentally prepared.
I think they did. You know what I think they did, Jay? When those three bodies were missing from the Grizzlies, and you know how you could get complacent in
that's
certain
what I'm
situations.
Saying, Key. They weren't prepared.
Certain situations, yeah. You kind of expect to be the better team because you're at full strength.
So, Key, let me ask you this because you watch them all. Who is the Lakers' energy guy? Who, like, when you see him play, like, yo, he's always bringing it. It's live. It's hype.
Well,
it's another level.
Austin Reeves right now.
It's Austin Reeves, right? But that's more on the defensive end. Like, remember, like, when Caruso was there.
He's just a hustle face, so he got a lot of energy.
Yeah, but, like, remember when Caruso was that guy before, right? Like,
yeah.
He used to be like, ah, let's get up. Let's get in somebody that generated some pace, some energy to the table. The Grizzlies have guys like that. Like, Tyus Jones can do that. Like, there's a reason why he's called one of the best backup point guards in the league. Xavier Tillman did that. You know, Dylan Brooks talks that way. They have a lot of energetic guys.
But Dylan Brooks did knock down some nice shots, though.
Yeah, so I mean, it comes
back
to – he
wasn't just out there talking.
Are those guys for the Lakers? It doesn't seem like the Lakers have those guys. And I'll say this also about D'Lo and his performance. When I used to watch D'Lo play at Ohio State, the biggest question I had about him was – is he too cool? Mm-hmm. Like, there's an element of him where it never seems like he wants to play with the pace. And granted, his game is at his offbeat schedule. It's always at his rhythm. But you do want there to feel like there's a sense of urgency.
But we
nobody played with a sense of urgency last night in the opening quarter of the game.
And
that's
we
a
also,
problem.
Jay, we have, like, when you look at the Lakers, like, when you look at the energy guys and the hustle faces, the Dylan Brookses and the Jaws, and they got the energy level. We got a couple older guys that's our frontline guys. They're not young. You know, AD's not 24 years old. LeBron's not 27 years old. So you're not going to necessarily get from your stars, you're not going to get that, you know, that screaming and hollering and all the – they just don't do that. That's just not their personality. That was more like maybe a Westbrook in the past, maybe a Pat Bev in the past, but that was their personality. These guys that we have are a little more laid back. They kind of – let their skill set take control of who they are and what their personality is all about. Every now, even when LeBron communicates back to somebody in an aggressive manner, it's kind of like that ain't really LeBron.
I still think the Lakers are going to win, Max. But it's also about, can you get the right amount of rest for LeBron James, who's 38 years old? Like Dylan Brooks called him old last night. That's the reality of where LeBron James is. Even though he doesn't play that way, how do you take care of business and get the maximum amount of rest before your next series?
We're going to get into that because
he's 38.
He's old.
I know, but how you go call him old though if you're Dylan Brooks?
Well, listen, and then you hit the big three at the end. It seals the game too. You know, it puts him ahead they were already ahead, but it puts it out of reach. Dylan Brooks, he picked the right night to talk. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, for sure. Facts.
Guys,
but see, if I'm LeBron, I'm just pointing to my hand, man. I'm keep it moving.
D'Angelo Russell can play at that offbeat. Hey, I'm a pick and roll point guard who has this offbeat kind of, you know, because I'm not the fastest guy, so I rely on timing. Fine. Hit open shots. At the very, you got to knock down shots. If D'Angelo Russell's knocking down shots, the Lakers probably win last night.
No.
They would have cut it to 4 points with 2 minutes left. They would have smelled blood in the water. That's what I say. Has Dylan Brooks crossed? Hey, Key, if he hits that three, come on, let's be honest. Had Dylan Brooks crossed the line that will cost the team the series? ESPN Radio.
Look at this man's face.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Jay.
Kiki.
You a bum.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say that.
You a bum. You a bum blank blank.
Straight up bum.
But I'm here for all of it, Key. I am here for all of it. Even the outfit post game by Dylan Brooks, the shades and the big chain. I don't even know what was on the chain. And no shirt.
Don't know what was on the chain.
I don't even know. I just saw it pop off the chest.
Listen, you need bad guys too. Well, Dylan Brooks might be the most despised player in the NBA right now. Good.
Is he the biggest LeBron James agitator
at this moment? I mean, they're playing each other in the series. Who,
Lance Stevenson with the
Lance,
blowing
to
in his
me
ear.
Takes the cake.
Yeah, Lance might be number one.
Yeah,
right?
The blowing the ear is the iconic moment of the agitator era, right? Like,
It's so amazing in his ear in the middle of a game.
But Lance, you always felt like
Lance can go though. Lance was next level.
But he also had like a screw loose. And Dylan Brooks is more like, he doesn't seem like he has a screw loose. He just seems like he's trying to poke at you. There's something lovable about the guy with the screw loose, right? Like Meta, who's a great Meta world piece, one of the best dudes you ever want to meet. But Meta, even when he was going through tough times, you got the sense like, and by the way, needed medication and all that stuff. And it almost endears him to you in a way, even when he's acting up. And that's how I felt about Lance. Like Lance, he's just different. Dylan Brooks seems like a regular guy who's trying to dig you. There's something about him that NBA fans, well, even NFL fans, they there's something about this dude people don't like.
There was one play in the – it was when LeBron made the fadeaway. I forget what quarter it was in. But I went back and I was watching like a screenshot of the play in slow-mo. And Dylan literally, LeBron's on the free throw line extended on the left-hand side. And Dylan just checks him with an elbow right in the chest. Like LeBron's standing there. He's not even involved in a play yet, right? And Dylan checks him with an elbow in the chest. And LeBron kind of looks at him like, what do you? And then LeBron finally catches the ball and he gets over a screen. And LeBron makes a fadeaway shot, works him down the post, makes a fadeaway shot over the right shoulder. And they're barking on the way back. And that was that possession where Dylan starts clapping because he has LeBron engaged, right? And LeBron comes over to the bench and he's dapping up everybody. But you could tell LeBron is no longer focused on the team. He's focused on Dylan Brooks. And that's all Dylan Brooks wants. He just wants LeBron to get lost into that one-on-one battle with him. Because LeBron is the maestro.
Oh, it's so good. So LeBron has success. LeBron is engaged, but in fact, it's an L for LeBron because Dylan Brooks got him to react.
That's all Dylan Brooks wants.
That's a great point. Dylan Brooks, by the way, was talking after. I mean, you know, Key alluded to it as soon as the segment started. He was talking after the game. Listen to Brooks. Now, remember, he hits the three. He plays his defense. He hits some shots, and they win, and he's talking about LeBron. Listen to this.
I don't care. He's old. You know what I mean? I was waiting for that. I was expecting him to do that game four, game five. He wanted to say something when I got my fourth foul. He should have been saying that earlier on. But, you know, I poke bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40. I pride myself on, you know, what I do is defense and taking on any challenge that's on the board.
Jay, I really think this is a great point you just made, because when he says, I don't respect anyone until they come and give me 40, what's that do? He's telling LeBron, come on, give me 40. You think LeBron can't give you 40? He can, but now he's thinking about Dylan Brooks, right? Not just the Memphis Grizzlies.
I mean, so how about if I give you 38? It sets like a mark, right? And it's baiting LeBron. Like, yeah, LeBron, make this about me and you. Make this about me and you, because if you make it about me and you, I'm taking you away from what you need to focus on.
But that's a wasted conversation, because you know and I know, Jay, LeBron James is not going to make it about Dylan Brooks. He's going to play within the team game, and he's going to do what he's always done his entire career. He's not going to get caught up in somebody chirping back and forward about his ability to score 40 points. Like, come on now.
I agree with Key, but Key, isn't there a part of you that wants LeBron to take it personally?
You know what? This isn't Westbrook. This isn't James Harden. This is LeBron James. His personality is such that he's going to take it personally, quietly. This is not Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. This is not that type of mentality. His is like a silent assassin, very quiet, and he'll say what he needs to say when he needs to say it. That's just how he's always been. You watched him his entire career. He don't get caught up in that.
But, Key, see, this is where I would push back on you. I don't think the Lakers can win a championship with LeBron being the silent assassin. I think LeBron needs a little bit more.
But he's won how many?
I understand. I understand how many. I'm not trying to, you know, take away or diminish the championships.
I've said
he's the greatest player of all time. I'm just saying I think in order for them to win one this year, LeBron needs a little bit more of the Miami Heat villain in him to go next level, right? Because this team is very inconsistent. And AD has been a beast. Granted, had an off game. But they threw – they had, like, we were just talking about this during the break. It's like they had D tackles on the court, man, like Xavier Tillman company, Jaren Jackson, guys who were trying to beat his head in. So somebody needs to take on the persona of the team. Right, and I think there is a version of LeBron that needs to go to that next level. You're gonna have to have it.
On the other hand, guys, again, I want to point out, Ja, even if he gets back in this series, that hand is jacked up. He's not gonna have touch on his shooting hand, right? And as Jay says and loves to point out, what are you gonna do, Jay, to that hand? See, it's not gonna be easy. But even if no one did that, it's still gonna be tough on Ja if he gets back. Lakers should have won the game last night, even with everything you're saying about LeBron. AD not playing, not really asserting himself, all that. They just hit some more shots.
Guess what,
like,
though,
D'Angelo
Max?
Russell got to hit some shots.
Guess what, though, Max? Didn't win the game last night.
Right, but that's what I mean. Like, why didn't they win? We could point all this stuff. They still should have hit a few more shots.
You can't point to everything that went wrong and say that they should have still won the game. Davis be 4-14 and only go to the foul line four times. You can't have LeBron missing – seven shots from the
one
three?
Of eight.
Right.
One
yeah,
of eight.
Come on, man.
I understand. I understand. But, Key, you were watching the game. Tell me mid-fourth quarter you didn't think the Lakers were going to win the game. Because I did.
I did not think the Lakers were going to win the game.
I thought the Lakers were winning that game.
I thought they had a shot.
A good shot.
First quarter on, the Lakers never had the lead. So I never ever felt they were going to win the game. They never closed the gap. Me feel that way.
They closed the gap. They just started flat.
No, they didn't close it though.
It was at six at one point.
Yeah, that's not closing the gap to me though, Jay.
From 15 to 6?
Getting it down to 2 is closing the gap because I can go from 6 to 10 in a heartbeat
happened
to them.
Right, that's what happened.
I blinked. They was down to, I think they were down to 6. I blinked. They were down 11.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I know we're going to talk about AD and Max, you're going to make the point about D'Lo making shots. Is anybody going to give any responsibility to Darvin Ham after 2 days off to have his team ready to compete in the first quarter?
I think they walked out there with the Laker logo. And they walked out there. You know that happens, though, Jay. Come on, man.
Now we're making excuses about
They went in five.
They didn't have Ja Morant and Steven Adams and Brandon Clark.
I never said anything about a sweep, Jay. I'm just saying, you know, you walk out on that court and you go, Miami Hurricanes depleted. We're going to take care of it. And all of a sudden you look up at halftime and you down. I mean, it happens.
I understand it happens.
Yeah, it just happens.
Especially when the best
players are
there.
I think they bounce back on Saturday at home. The crowd will be energized. They realize that they have now let one slip away. I think they'll be fine.
That is a problem when you okay too, if a team lacks killer instinct.
Missed the opportunity.
You're already up 1-0 on the road, and you have a chance to really put your foot on their throat, and you don't. Joe Dumars explained why he suspended Draymond. Did his explanation just make things worse? You're going to hear his explanation in our reaction coming up. ESPN
Radio.
Right
after Max has this.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Soft! The NBA is the reason why people think NBA players are soft.
There's no reason for Draymond Green to be suspended for this game.
But it's Draymond Green, so you know they're going to give him that suspension if they can.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Joe Dumars, guys. NBA Executive Vice President, who handed down the punishment for Draymond Green. Let's remember what happened. Domantas Sabonis grabs Draymond's ankle. It's a dangerous play. In terms of what could happen to your career, it's more dangerous than what Draymond did. Eventually got a tech for it. Draymond got ejected because Draymond not only stomped on him, but then jumped off of him.
He hurt the guy.
Maybe. So the point is, I understood that tech and basically two techs, so you're out. But then after the fact, because the crowd is yelling at Draymond and Adam Silver's in attendance, the commissioner, and Draymond's like egging on the crowd and talking back to them. I didn't see him like really do anything outlandish. He's just doing a little WWE showmanship type stuff. He's suspended for a game? Joe Dumars explains the decision to suspend Draymond Green.
So, there was debate throughout the office all day on this. It wasn't a quick or easy or light decision. We understand the ramifications of a decision like this. Here's the thing. As I was saying to Adrian earlier when we were talking this, like the act itself, okay, the we felt over the top and excessive. The conduct, detrimental. Some of the things that went on after the incident, and then also the repeat offender. We think in totality, you take all three of those things, and that's where you end up landing with a suspension. If you separate them out individually, maybe not, but if you put them all together, that's how you end up with, and that's how we came up with suspension.
And that's exactly what I said yesterday.
I disagree.
Though. I hate it.
First off, it's very ironic that a member of the Bad Boys is the one who's determining what is or isn't unsportsmanlike conduct.
I just want
to say that off the top.
Dumars is a great player, by the way.
But Jay, man, you can't go all the way back to his Detroit days and basketball, the whole era, everything's changed.
I just said
man.
It's ironic. I said it's ironic,
yeah,
which it is.
You can't do it. It's just there's irony
ironic.
There is some irony.
And let's go through the buckets, okay? So the act after the incident was detrimental. What was detrimental about it?
Well, his behavior, his jumping around.
That's detrimental in what way?
I would say the logo, the NBA. That's what he's trying to say without saying it.
I think ratings are slightly down. I think this is great for the NBA. I think the NBA needs more villains in it to have people engage in the sport. And there's a reason why you watch Golden State Warrior games. Now, you may not like it, but was it detrimental to the logo? No, I disagree. A repeat offender. If I did something in 2009, that makes me a repeat offender. So 2016... Like, that's where we're going
I'm so
back.
I'm with but you think, on this, Jay. Think,
like,
I'm
how
so
far do we need to go back? Like, when am I labeled not a repeat offender?
A bunch of
but
BS.
I think, Jay, like I said to you yesterday, there was no hiatus in between. There's been every year, there's been technical fouls. There's been, whatever, ejection, whatever you want to call it.
But Trae Young gets a lot of technical fouls. No, Luka Doncic gets a lot of technical fouls. Okay.
I'm not working for the league.
I know, I'm refuting.
You're having a conversation.
I hear you.
And I'm just trying to, I guess I'm trying to
see his
understand in reason with Joe Dumars on why he did it. What if it was in front of me, how would I have to look at this?
But Key,
it's flimsy, Jay. Yeah. The point is it's flimsy. To say, as I said yesterday, if you're on probation, or even a kind of unofficial probation, if Dumars or Adam Silver has taken Draymond aside and said, look, next thing you do, we're going to have to do something. But if barring something like that, then he has to just assume he's on perpetual probation. He's treated differently than other players because he's had a lot of T's in the past. And then because the commissioner is there, you have to act especially humble when you're angry about something. Stop all that.
But you're going to be treated differently with 17 technical fouls. They're looking at you, man. They're watching you.
That's why he got ejected.
If you've gone into Macy's in Manhattan and you put some underwear in your pants and you got caught.
It's easy back in the Jabot days, right?
But hold on. But hold
do
on.
Do you not think next time you – do you not think, oh, well, maybe I'll go on the other side and go through that door, but the people on the cameras, they're not going to watch me?
But, Keith,
they're
no,
going to watch you,
Jay,
Max.
Jay, I understand that point. All I'm
Jabot
saying
jeans?
Is that's also one of the reasons he got ejected. I'm okay with the ejection. He should have been ejected. Right? And Sabonis should just tee up Sabonis, eject Draymond, leave it there.
Go ahead, Jay. Tell me the rest of
if the Warriors lose this home game, Jay, this is the last dance. He is one of the core pieces of this team. He's probably not going to be on the team next year. They lose this home game, and it's a wrap for the series because Draymond didn't play.
I think he'll be on the team next year. He's going to opt into that $27 million deal.
All right, well,
tell me the rest,
Jay. A little dramatic.
No, no, I'm with you. Key, another one. You know, it's funny about all the stuff that happened after the game, right, mm-hmm. where Sacramento comes out, they have conversations with Woj and Shams, and it's like, well, he's going through further testing and, you know, the bruise to the sternum. By the way, the play afterwards, Sabonis goes and dunks the ball. Literally the play afterwards, after he gets the stomp, he goes and he dunks the ball. So Sabonis is going to play.
You got the feeling that report is one of the reasons Dre got suspended because they said, "Oh, he's questionably made an X-ray."
Hearing people talk about it, and I'm hearing Chuck talk about Uncle Chuck. I love Charles Barkley. That's my guy. And I'm watching him on TNT. I'm like, Chuck, you stomped Vlade Divac in the '93 playoffs. You stomped him. You were an MVP. You got to the finals. You stomped him. Like, these things happen. This is playoff basketball. The ejection should have been the final thing. It should have been over after that.
I totally agree.
So
Dumars,
really
hold
believe...
on, Key. Dumars had more to say. You want to hear it?
Please.
Here he is on Green's reaction to Sabonis.
If he doesn't grab his ankle, we don't have this. Here's the thing. Grabbing an ankle is one thing, and the referees dealt with it on the court, right? And so we feel like that was enough, that they dealt with it on the court, technical foul. Golden State gets one free throw. You separate that out and you go to Draymond now. You go, okay, that was Sabonis' act. Now what was Draymond's act? And so when you separate them out, I'll say the three things that I said a little while before, the act itself, conduct detrimental, and repeat offender, that's where you end up landing with the suspension, and the other one is where you land up with the technical foul. So, of course, if he doesn't grab his ankle, we don't get here, but the act itself we thought was a little bit overboard, a little bit there.
Well, this is where now Joe loses me, right?
Yeah, you can't separate the two, Key.
You can't. Like, grab my ankle.
Thank you.
When you grab my ankle, you could potentially ruin me. Grabbing an ankle, not just the ankle. I could pop my knee because I'm trying to get away from you. All sorts of things. So that's where now Joe loses me, is because you can't grab the ankle. Once you grab the ankle and you twist it and turn it, I'm a big if guy. If Draymond does something to his leg trying to get out from underneath that, now we're having a different conversation. So if you suspend Dre, you probably should have suspended Sabonis. That's the way I look at it.
Well, you can't separate the act because one would never happen without the other.
Yeah.
So it's one fluid act, in my opinion. And also
– one's retaliation for the other.
It's the reaction to the action.
You're gonna. So, I don't even mind punishing the retaliator more than the instigator in this case because he got retaliation and then he did it again. He jumped off him, right? So to me, that's two. Dre, you're out. Sabonis, you have one. You're still in. But it ends there.
Yeah, but if
you
I'm
already
gonna,
extra
but,
punished
but if I'm
Dre.
If I'm going to suspend Dre, I understand why they did it. Multiple acts, different infractions. I got it. But if I'm going to suspend him, I got to suspend him because now I got to think, okay, he grabbed his ankle. What if his knee would have popped? What if his ankle would have popped? What if his tibia and fibula would have cracked? What if? So now I'm thinking about all of those sort of things if I'm going to suspend Dre.
The NBA should not have let Joe Dumars speak about it. If you're going to do that, make that your punishment and let that be it. Because him speaking about it makes it even worse.
Well, it reveals what it reveals. I don't mind the transparency. What it reveals is a flaw in the thinking of the NBA. Joe Dumars, Adam Silver hat here, are applying poor logic to the situation.
And I'm going to state what Key said yesterday.
See, I don't think it's poor logic.
Key, you said this yesterday, and it got missed. And it's a big thing for a conspiracy theorist, right?
No, the king, that, like, he worked for the Kings.
He worked, Joe Dumars worked for the Sacramento Kings. So regardless of whether that shows subjectivity or objectivity, whatever it is.
You don't like the optics.
The optics of it don't look right. That's why they shouldn't have let him speak.
What does the Warriors' future look like, KJM?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Down 2-0.
They haven't been down 2-0 since the 2007 conference semis.
I was actually thinking about that, like, man, this is one we haven't seen yet.
You're the team that turns the ball over 20 times.
Some music, yay.
KJM, ESPN Radio, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. What does the Warriors' future look like? Jay mentioned last segment, Dre's probably going to opt into that $27 million player option.
Will you opt in?
Hell
would you
yeah.
Opt in? Max?
Are you would I opt in if I was Dre? Yeah, I would.
I probably wouldn't.
You think he gets
more. But Key, like, so Donovan Mitchell is like around that average of $32 million per year. Like, Dre's up in that range. He's not going to receive a deal, even if you were to space that out over a 3-4 year span, anywhere close to that. It would make sense to opt in and then have them try to buy out your contract if possible, but like, you're not going to make anywhere close to 27. You don't
think
so?
But if I opt out, Jay, and I could go get a 3-year $60 million, right? I mean, can I opt out and go get me a 3-year $60 million?
Yeah, but you can make 27, then all you need to make up the difference is 43 over two.
But if I make it 27 and then I come back to free agency the next year, that 40 might not be there.
So Woj reported to Klay Thompson, and this is a quote, has an expectation that he would be rewarded with a new max-level contract extension this offseason. Max level. Woj went on to note that there could be some pushback from the Warriors ownership group. So they could be looking at a payroll. Remember, the new CBA makes it much more difficult to spend the way the Warriors have been spending. But theoretically, they could have a payroll north of $500 million when you include the taxes. If they re-upped Green and Klay on max deals. Green's not going to get a max deal. And I think that's part of the reason, right, Jay, that things soured there since the preseason when he snuffed
Jordan Poole.
Is that, look at the drafts. Who have they been drafting, really? And I know they're different sizes, but basically
Kuminga, Wiseman guys to replace
Draymond in one way or another. And who are they rewarding with contracts? All the new Jacks who hadn't really done anything yet. And Dray was feeling a certain kind of way, it looks like to me.
I mean, Jordan Poole did something. Jordan Poole earned his money. I mean, Andrew Wiggins did something. Andrew Wiggins was one of the reasons why the Golden State Warriors really won. I mean, those are the two guys that got rewarded with big contracts.
No, I get it, but so not compared to Dre. Dre is part of, like, the irreducible, here's the core of the Warriors. He's part of that.
Yeah, but don't – go ahead, Key.
No, I was going to say, Jay, so you think he's expecting to get paid for past performance?
There's no doubt that Draymond is a key cog in this team. Defensively, he's a critical piece. But I also think he is I think the style, the rest of the league has caught up stylistically to the way Golden State plays. Now, and I think due to that, that diminishes the value of Draymond to a certain extent. Look, he'll opt into that $27 million. I think he will. But I don't think that's anywhere close to the value. I think his value has dropped drastically. Look, his shooting has decreased. How much are you willing to pay for a guy, Key, who, you know, is a top-flight defender as it relates to the backbone of your defense? But there are also a lot of other challenges that come along with Draymond. Like, that's
– See, I would have to look at the numbers, Jay. I would have to, like, look at other people's contracts that are in similar positions as Dre, meaning not great score offensively in terms of shooting the basketball, but still solid and sound on defense, still a hustle face, still giving me my team a lot of energy. I would have to look at that and factor in what the financial numbers would be to get a deal done. Now, maybe it's not, like I said, maybe it's not $35 million a year. Maybe it's not $40 million a year, but maybe there's a CP3 type contract arrangement that's out there. If you remember 2 years ago, the Phoenix Suns had to figure out what to do with CP3's contract when he came over from OKC because he had that huge, I don't know, what was it, like $60 million on the back end? And they figured out, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to extend it out, and we're going to lower his base salary over the next 3 years, and we're going to get a 3 to 4 year deal done with him. So that's why I'm saying maybe there's that type of thinking with the Warriors or somebody else that's out there.
The problem with Draymond in this modern NBA is he brings so much to the table. I think he's still an excellent defender. He's a game-changing defender if you look at the Warriors. He can handle, he can pass, high basketball IQ. He can do, oh, he'll dive on the ground for the loose ball, all that kind of stuff. But he really can't shoot it. He really can't shoot it. So you even think of the team like the Lakers, who could he'd be really good, except he can't shoot. You can't have LeBron and AD and Dre on this, right? You know, just not enough shooting. If you do have a guy like Dre, then at the five, you need a guy like Brooke Lopez or someone
but
like
you're
that.
Not asking
you can't
him
have
to
any
shoot,
other
though.
Guys who can't shoot on the floor
but,
and still
but
win.
Not, if you're acquiring him, you're not asking him to shoot.
That's what I'm
not
saying.
Why
so
you're
it's
bringing
a,
him, and that's not why he's standing Golden
100%,
State.
100%. But Key, that so there's very specific kind of teams where adding him would really put them over the top, right? You can't have any other holes in terms of shooting from distance on the team if you're adding Dre. Not in your starting lineup. And so that eliminates a lot of teams.
So there's a team out there that, you know, we talked about Joe Dumars playing for the Detroit Pistons. Like, that is an interesting situation if Draymond were to get into somewhat of a bidding war with the Detroit Pistons, considering being from that area, coming back home, like, you know, kind of starting with a new, younger team, being that older veteran around younger players. If it's about money for him at that stage, he could get paid, possibly.
Okay, Jay, you tell me, because you know I know very little. Can the Suns use him defensively? Because they're lack of defense. They got shooters.
And they can
they
shoot
got scores.
Yeah.
Can they use him?
Yeah, and they have an owner in Justin Ashibia who is willing to spend that type of money. I can see that being a huge play for them.
Possibly.
Yeah. Yeah. They need somebody like that four
and they
spot
need,
to
and
help.
They need, and they also need that little
that
Energizer
toughness.
Bunny, right?
Yep.
And plus, they got multiple guys, not just Chris Paul, who can handle and set up teammates.
There'll be a
so
market for Draymond.
Right
I just wonder what that value will be. That's I'm having a hard time putting a stamp on what that number is.
Man, it makes me sad to think.
But the number is what the market dictates.
If,
so
if Dre is not on the team next year, I think there's a real danger that that happens. And this is the last dance, if it is. And Game 3 is a must-win for the Warriors. I know you think it also is for the Kings, but – and they lose because Draymond's not on the floor, and that's it for the dynasty. Based on a one game suspension, man, that just makes me sad to think about.
Want some tissue?
Meantime,
want some tissue?
Lakers lost Game 2. Is there cause for concern heading into Game 3? KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.